Paul, it looked like it was going to go to extra time there, but you ended up winning by 3 points in the end.
Some game of hurling, to be fair, then Connor pulled one out of the bag there. He'd probably say himself he didn't have a great game, but a point there at the end is where they won on any game. Like, it was some score, to be fair now.
Yeah, and a great game here as well. It was proper high quality hurling here.
Good hurling standard there. Like, you see, majority of that team there of ours is probably, say, 15-16 men in the senior panel. Like, and Ewan's probably the same. Like, so it's high, it was a high standard hurling there. Like.
Yeah, and just as I said, I mean, like, it was level at half time. It was looking like it was going to be level in the 63rd minute there, just nip and tuck the whole way.
It was point for point at the end there. It was some game of hurling, to be fair. Like, and credit the Unions, and they never lay down, and they made it tough for us, and we made it tough for them. It was a really end to end game of hurling at the end up there.
Going back to last year, they probably felt that they had one to get back on yous, but I suppose just for the third year in a row yous have won this, it's good.
Look, we've been working hard in our underage this last couple of last has probably gone back 10 years with them fellas there now. Like, and as you can see, majority of them boys is in our senior panel and is pushing on good there for us. Like, and Unions is in the same too. Like, they're coming strong underage as well. Like, and look, standard hurling and Donegal's up on every year. Like, and you can see it there. That's probably one of the better games you're going to see all year there. Like,
yeah, and just with the seniors winning the championship, I suppose that helps the under 21s then coming into these sort of games too.
That does, surely. Like, it's brilliant when you go to training, you see all them boys out, and they train with us and the seniors there, and we're still going on for Ulster there. And most of that team, I'd say bar 4 or 5, is probably not involved in the senior because they're just coming out of minor or whatever. But like, it's brilliant for the club. Like, and them boys are still training with us now, right through until however far we go in Ulster, you know what I mean. So it's good for the club. It's very, very good for the club.
Yeah, and for a club that have had such great history and winning Donegal titles, and then there's a bit of a lull for a couple of years there, but it's boding well for the future now with these lads.
It's boding well there. Like, I say, what, there's 22-23 men in panel there, like, and they all came through together, most of them boys. Like, so and there's more boys coming through next year, and we have 4 or 5 boys came through this year who probably make a step up to our senior team in the next year or two. Like, so like, it's going well for us in the club there, and we're great to see, like, all them boys play football too, and they have a football game on Sunday. So, you know, like, so it's good for us with Jewel, and have them boys as a Jewel, because it's pushing everybody on, like, you know what I mean.